This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't know what it is for you, however, I do know it is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Let's get after it, people. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. So much to talk about. Week 9 in the NFL in the books with only the Monday nighter left. Titans and the Cowboys. But what a weekend. What a crazy, crazy weekend when you think about how it started. Started on Thursday when a guy by the name of Nick Mullins for the San Francisco 49ers comes in and mops up on the Raiders, who have absolutely decided to cash it in for the year. Absolutely tanking. And then you had some really interesting things happen throughout the day on Sunday as Patrick Mahomes continues his dominance on the NFL. Another 3-touchdown day for him in the air. Just some incredible games with the Falcons getting a nice road win, getting themselves back in position in that division to contend. The Panthers continue to win, speaking of that division. The undefeated Rams walk out of New Orleans defeated as the Saints are able to put up 45 points on the Rams. Yeah, 45 from Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. And by the way, this Alvin Kamara kid, pretty good. Pretty good, this kid, man. 3 touchdowns on the day. 3, I believe, all in the first half. So pretty amazing stuff from this youngster. Really good stuff in general in the NFL. And, you know, one of those big time matchups didn't necessarily live up to the hype in Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers as the Patriots get it done in a major way. When I come back on the other side, I am going to go through all the scores from the day's action, from what happened on Sunday. We'll get you caught up on the week that was in the NFL, week 9. So get at me, people. Let's talk about what's going on in the NFL. Your thoughts, your opinions, you know how they're very important to me. You know that. 1-800-878-7529.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah.
It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes, victory is in the skies, a season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field, time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Flacco under center, first down and goal at the 2-yard line. Turns, gives to Collins, starts left side, tries to lower his shoulders and drive forward. He's not going to hit anywhere, and the ball popped out. The ball popped out, and the Steelers have it at the 1. Collins coughed it up late. Sean Davis punching it out, and the Steelers recover at the 1. Oh, what a turn of events in Pittsburgh.
It's Terrence Williams in motion. Castle looks one way, then the other. Hits Bryant on the run. And Bryant is inside the 35-yard line with the Eagles chasing him across the field for 56 yards.
Brady now over 300 yards for the game, 83rd time in his career. Looking for all of it. Unloads to the end zone. Caught by Gordon. Touchdown, Patriots.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind. Week 9 in the books for the most part, except for that Monday nighter. Titans and Cowboys. It's all you got left, people. It's all you got left. Wow. Past the halfway mark. Unbelievable. I can't believe it. It goes quick. It really goes quick. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I know I got some callers, so hang tight. I'm going to get through the scores, and then we'll get to the callers. And believe me, it's all NFL, okay? So don't stray off my topics. Don't decide to go on your own tangent, people. I'm talking NFL, and that's what I want you to talk with me. The show is called the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. We do this every Sunday. Okay, so here's what happened through the week. Started on Thursday, man, with just a bizarre, unbelievable performance from Nick Mullins and the San Francisco 49ers, 34-3 over the Raiders. Bears on top of the Bills, 41-9, and they got a great complete game. No Khalil Mack, but their defense still showed up. A couple of big plays for them, a couple touchdowns, I believe, from the Bear defense. And, you know, just more good running and good solid play from Mitchell Trubisky. And the Bears, 5-3, man, they're on top of that division. Gotta think they're this is maybe a year or two before what you expected for them. Chiefs continue to roll too, 37-21 over the Browns. And Patrick Mahomes, my homie, another 3-touchdown day. Making it look too easy, people. Absolutely making it look too easy. That's your MVP. Unless something crazy happens, that's your MVP. Dolphins win a struggle of an offensive game, 13-6 over the Jets. Vikings 24-9 over the Lions. And the Vikings got a good defensive play, too. They had just a complete game. Falcons 38-14 over the Redskins. And I knew I had a real good feeling about the Falcons. Had a great feeling about Matty Ice going out there and spreading it around like he does. 4-touchdown day. Just another great day from that young man. 38-14 over the Redskins, who come back to earth a little bit in that division. And the Falcons in a must. They needed that win. So, desperate team, played like it, and looked pretty good. Panthers continue to roll, too, people. Look out for them. Look out for the Carolina Panthers. 42-28 over the Buccaneers. And that's not what's impressive, that they beat the Buccaneers. It's just that Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers continue to roll. That's what's impressive. Steelers get a nice victory over the Ravens. 23-16 on the road, and James Conner just continues to be steady, solid, more than serviceable, making you forget about Le'Veon Bell. Yep, that's what I said, making you forget about Le'Veon Bell. Texans are pretty hot right now too, people. And I said it, if you listen to the Dorf on Sports weekend show, which is 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Sunday morning. I said the Texans, look out for them, man. That's a team that is on a roll. And I do think they play a factor in the AFC. Really do. Chargers, that was a nice win for the Chargers today. Or on Sunday, I should say. Because, again, I don't know what time it is in the galaxy for you. But that was a nice victory for them over the Seahawks. 25-17. 25-17 on the road in a real hostile environment. Melvin Flash Gordon was solid once again. Keenan Allen, really good too. Phillip Rivers was okay, not great. Saints and Rams, that was a really fun game. I enjoyed that game. 45-35. And the Saints, wow. Holy cow. What an explosive day from Alvin Kamara. 3 touchdowns on the day, 2 rushing, one catch. Youngest guy, I believe, since 1958, Jim Brown, to do something like this at 23. So a pretty impressive day from that young man. And, wow, what a day from Drew Brees once again. Just guy's great. The guy's special. Guy is special. Michael Thomas, that dude is really good. If you don't know who he is, you should. And that's Drew Brees' favorite target, man. And the Patriots beating the Packers 31-17. And the Packers had their chances, people. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Packer fan. That's the truth. Fumble from Aaron Jones, who, by the way, played nicely except for that stupid fumble that he had. The defense stepped up a few times for them. However, you give Brady too many opportunities. Well, you know what? He's going to make you pay. He's going to make you pay, people. So that's your rundown of the scores from Week 9. And again, like I said, still to come, Titans playing the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, Dorfman, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Let's talk football, brother. What's on your mind? What happened to your Green Bay Packers? What happened in the NFL that kind of rocked your world, man?
My brother from a different mother. What rocked my world was waking up in Las Vegas this morning, or actually not going to sleep and getting on the 5:20 a.m. and getting back home to Santa Monica so I could watch the games today. That's what kind of rocked my world, and waiting for tonight's game. But you know what? When you get down to it, and I was there last week for the Packer-Ram game. I mean, you don't really understand how important turnovers play in a game. The Packers now have played basically a flawless game, and their opponents played a flawless game, and there have been two turnovers. Well, except for the Aaron Rodgers fumble, which he fumbled out of bounds, but that wasn't a turnover. There were two turnovers, and they were both Packer turnovers, and they completely changed the complexity of their game. I mean, last week, Rodgers doesn't get the ball because Ty Montgomery brings it out of the end zone and fumbles. And this week, Aaron Jones, I mean, the Packers are going in, they're scoring a field goal at worst. If not, they're about ready to take a lead and command the game. Next thing you know, there's a turnover and a gadget play and boom, 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 game over. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, don't sell your Packers short there, Andy. This team is hot. This is a young team with a tremendous amount of injuries. They just did a major change with their safety and running back. Give them time. They have a good time right now where they can right the ship against the Dolphins at home. Then, granted, on a short week, they go to the Seahawks. Then they get to play the Vikings again. Then they come to your home. Then your Cardinals go to Green Bay. I mean, they have a chance to put some wins together as they then face the Falcons and I think the pretender Bears, who I don't believe in, Jets, and then finish off with the Lions.
This team still has a
chance to right the ship.
All right, do me a favor, Mitch. Hang tight. I'm going to keep you through the break, and we'll continue this discussion, and we'll maybe go a little bit around the NFL because I got some things that are on my mind that I definitely know you'll have an opinion about. So keep it close, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Second and 10 at the 20. Five-man pressure. Breeze steps away from pressure, throwing over the middle. Got a man open. Caught at the 40. Steps away at the 30 and 10. Get into the races. Down the sideline at the 10 to the 5. Diagonal into the end zone for the touchdown. 80 yards. Breeze to Ted Ginn Jr.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Coach Lombardi arrived and the world turned around, and first of all, he came in, he said, "I've never been a loser and I'm not about to start now. If you're not willing to make the sacrifice, to pay the price, to do the things you have to do to win, then get the hell out."
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. Speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Showing A-gap pressure, and they come with it. Here come the Niners, and there goes Rodgers to the end zone, and Adams gets it for the touchdown!
What the hell's going on out here?
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style. Week 9, NFL in the books, except for the Monday Nighter. Titans, Cowboys. Well, I think that personally, before I jump back out to the phones, 1-800-878-7529, I think we're starting to see who some of the pretenders are and who some of the contenders are. And you know, Mitch in Santa Monica, when I bring him back on, we can debate it a little bit, but I do kind of want to go around and talk to him a little bit about some of the things that I think are pretty special about the NFL at this moment. But, you know, to me, the Saints are contenders. They're real. The Rams are still contenders. However, the blueprint has kind of been put out on them. If you can pick apart their secondary, well, you've got a pretty good chance at beating them. And that's what's been exposed the last couple weeks. And the Saints were just able to get it done a little easier because they were at home. And the Packers put up a great fight. I'm not going to dispute that, Mitch in Santa Monica. I'm not going to dispute that at all. And I'm not going to dispute that they had their chances against the Patriots. But at the end of the day, good teams find ways to win. Bad teams find ways to lose. And at this point, when you're 3-4-1 and you're 0-4 on the road, you're not that good of a football team. So say what you want. Yes, they have some pieces, but at this time being, man, they're not clicking on all cylinders and they're not a very good football team. So let's jump back out to Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, welcome back. Obviously, Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind once again, Sports Overnight America. And I'm going to give you a final thought on that, and then I'm going to move on a little bit here. But look, I think the contenders are coming out a little bit. The pretenders are who they are. They're going to kind of go in the places that they're supposed to go, and the cream of the crop is going to rise to the top sooner than later.
I told you this in week 3 when everyone was all, you know, this and that, Sam Darnold and all the new quarterbacks. I'm like, no, I said, just give it time, and you'll see that the cream is going to rise. I mean, the Rams leading the NFC West, you think that's a shocker? The Saints leading, that's a shocker? The Redskins, I mean, that division, I mean, it's kind of like whoever's hot that year is the NFC East. The Bears, I think they're pretenders. And with the Packers already beating them once, if they beat them again, they hold the tiebreaker. They're only then a game behind. I mean, come on now. If you look at the AFC West, You got the Chiefs leading, then the Texans, who every year you always put them in there with in a division where you got the Titans, Jags, and the Colts, that they can easily be there. The Steelers are, I mean, forget it. They go in every year, you think they're going to be there. And the Patriots, please. I told you week one, these are the guys that are going to be there at the end of the year again. So the cream that we've always had is at the top, and give it a few more weeks to shake out, and you'll see what's going to happen. I mean, there are some teams that are on the that are starting to gel. There are teams that are just finding their way. I mean, right now the Packers just went through really a major change on the offensive side and on the defensive side when you get rid of two starters in 1 week. I mean, and you have to replace them, and then you had major injuries. And I don't need to necessarily – we can talk about other football instead of Packer football. But give it – you know, I thought the Packers had a great game today. I thought today was the – I thought the Packer-Patriot game was as compelling as the St. Rams game. I mean, it was, you know, until the fumble. I mean, it was a heavyweight match.
It was a different type of game than I think people were expecting. I think people were expecting, you know, a shootout type of ball game. As you got with the Saints and the Rams. It wasn't necessarily that type of a game with the Patriots and the Packers. More defense was played than probably people expected. And, you know, the Packer defense, at the end of the day, there's 31 points on the board for the Patriots. However, with that being said, nobody saw that they had a time when they were holding the Patriots to no points and they were right on the doorstep to score a touchdown on the 1 yard line. So I get where you're coming from. However, again, at the end of the day, good teams find ways to win. Bad teams find ways to lose, at least in my humble opinion. Hey, let's move on a little bit because I want to ask you a couple questions real quickly.
Sure.
Are you buying into the Chargers? Because, you know, that's another team that's out there in L.A. So are you buying into the Chargers?
I sure want to buy into the Chargers. I totally want to buy into the Chargers. I've loved the Chargers since when they were in San Diego, and I love that they're in L.A. I mean, if there's a number two team for me, that's my team right there, the L.A. Chargers. Philip Rivers has always been there. For some reason, it just doesn't happen. I think there's a little bit of a head case with him when he gets down and he gets into trouble. Things go bat wrong for him. But I would love to see that team succeed. I think that they have a chance. I mean, the Chiefs, Andy Reid, you know, the Chiefs are you know, the cream of that division. Can the Chargers do something? I don't know. We'll see. But I'm rooting for the Chargers. I want to see a little bit of a change. I want to see the Chargers succeed, especially since they are basically like the bastard child of L.A. I mean, they're not playing at the Coliseum. They're playing at a soccer stadium right now until we get our stadium built here. I mean, nobody really cares. They're like totally under the wire. I mean, as much as the Coliseum was at Lambeau West last weekend, I mean, every weekend the soccer stadium is like for, you know, whoever's the opposing team against the Chargers. I mean, it's crazy, and tickets are easy. It's not a big deal. You know, you've got the, you know, the Rams, you've got the Lakers, even though they're terrible, but and then you've got the Kings, and then maybe the Chargers. I mean, and I'm not even putting the Dodgers in there because now it's during the off season. But if the Dodgers were still playing, I put the Chargers behind them too. Because well, I think people still look at them as the San Diego Chargers. They haven't embraced them as Los Angeles yet.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. But you know what? If they keep winning and they have an opportunity to keep pushing the Chiefs, because, you know, at the end of the day, look, they're still just one game behind them. So
yeah.
The Chiefs are obviously sitting at 8-1. The Chargers are at 6-2. They've won 5 straight. Chiefs have obviously won their share of games. Now on a 3-game win streak for them. Houston Texans are hot. They've won 6 straight. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers who are playing better football now. They've won 4 straight. I want to get your thoughts on that real quickly. And then the Patriots, who are, you know, the hottest team as well, who have won 6 straight games now too. But the Steelers, man, what do you think of them and how they've just moved on? They've said, look, man, we're done with Le'Veon Bell. That's in the rearview mirror, and James Conner's our guy. And ultimately, Mitch, he's given them everything they could have expected and a whole heck of a lot more. The guy's been solid. He's been really good. And the truth is they're not missing a beat. They've now won four straight, and it looks like the Steelers have figured things out once again.
What is the common denominator of the teams that you've just mentioned? And that is that they've had a solidified quarterback. Okay, Big Ben's been there. Brady's been there. All those teams that are the cream that you're talking about, they have a superstar Hall of Fame quarterback. And if Big Ben's there, they can do whatever moves they want. You know, I'm believing in the Steelers, you know, and what's going to happen with them. I mean, I when you have a solid organization, you're going to be doing things then fall your way. You say, you know, good teams win and bad teams lose. I don't necessarily buy into the whole bad teams lose because I don't, you know, going back to the Packers, it's organizations. Bad organizations lose consistently.
All right, Mitch, appreciate your thoughts, your opinions. You know that, bro, on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Wow. Great stuff from him as always, people. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, keep it close, everybody. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you my thoughts of what I really think is going on in the NFL, Week 9 style, as it is really, really just moving way too quickly. Anyways, keep it close. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind. It is Sports Overnight America.
5.5 to play in the third. This is Connor again. Connor breaking free. The 5. Touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Don't go into a football betting weekend blind. Listen to four-time champion handicapper Ron Raymond from The Raymond Report, as Ron will share his pro and college football forecast each and every Friday night with Fred Wallen on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Get the latest tip sheet information sports bettors are trusting with their money.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Mahomes in the gun. He's got two tight ends, one wide, Kelce. Five in the Bronco secondary. Shotgun snap. It's a handoff, and it goes over the left tackle. Hunt is into the end zone for a Kansas City touchdown. What a block and what a slicing run. 4-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs have taken the lead.
The hamstring, second and 10. Setting up a screen for Barkley. Blocking in front, first down and more into Eagle territory. Still going. Incredible. Incredible.
Wow. Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, people. That's one of the best press conference clips of all time, when Jim Moore is just losing his mind. But I'll tell you what, he'd be proud of those New Orleans Saints right now. He'd be real proud of those guys. But I did like the clip, you know, about the Kansas City Chiefs that I heard there. And Patrick Mahomes just continues to play really, really well. I know he had an interception again, but another three touchdown day, 372 yards, or 75, I should say, 375, 23 of 32. That's pretty proficient, man. So at the end of the day, he just continues to impress and just continues to use his weapons. I believe Travis Kelce had a big day. I think he had something like two touchdowns, 99 yards. Kareem Hunt does everything for them too, man. He does it out of the backfield. He does it, you know, with his legs there, and he does it with his hands out of the receiving game. Tyreek Hill, Spencer Ware coming on now a little bit. They've just got so many guys. Sammy Watkins, by the way, too. So, yeah, this team's really, really loaded. Health is going to be important for them down the stretch. Really going to be important for them down the stretch. Can anybody beat the Patriots? That's the real question. Like, seriously, until you beat them, to me, that's where it's going through. The championship goes through New England, and especially if things get interesting with the Chargers and Kansas City. Are you buying into the Chargers? I'm buying into the Chargers a little bit, people. I know that the Seahawks are down. I get it. They're down. But that was a tough deal for the Chargers. going to play in that type of environment, they were able to hold on and get a really nice road victory to keep themselves right there with the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though the Kansas City Chiefs have been playing great, the Chargers have been playing pretty damn good themselves too. So I do think that division gets relatively interesting before things are all said and done. And let's run through the divisions real quickly. But it's going to go along with my theme of pretenders and contenders. New England is starting to distance themselves, and rightfully so. 6 straight wins for them. 7-2. The Dolphins, the only other team that's over 500 at 5-4. But not a real threat to the Patriots, let's be honest. Steelers, 5-2. 5-2-1, by the way. 5-2-1. Bengals are 5-3. And then you have the Ravens, who are 4-5, and Cleveland, who's 2-6-1. And by the way, they fired their coach, and things didn't get better for them. But I don't think they really expected that when the Kansas City Chiefs were coming to town. The Texans, I told you to look out for this team, another really hot team. If you haven't noticed that, that's what you're noticing there in the AFC is there's a lot of teams that are streaking. Patriots, winners of 6 straight. Steelers, winners of 4 straight. Texans, winners of 6 straight now, and are 6-3 with a commanding lead in that division. And wow, the Jacksonville Jaguars, were they a one-hit wonder or what? At this point, you got to be saying, yep, they were a one-hit wonder. The Texans, they're legit. They are legit. And they will play a factor somehow, some way in the AFC playoffs. Guaranteed. Kansas City's pretty good. We know that. They're 8-1, and then the Chargers are 6-2. Broncos are really bad at 3-6, and the Raiders are the worst team in football at 1-7. And they're trying to lose, by the way. Trying to lose. They're tanking. Load up on draft picks. Chucky, load him up. Where's my Raider fan at? Will you come out of the woodwork right now, Raider fan? What do you have to say about what's going on with your Raiders? 1-800-878-7529. You have to be really, really upset because that's a bad situation. Not you. But Chucky decided, and the brass there, decided to go with Derek Carr versus Khalil Mack. And I know that Khalil Mack got injured, but you'd have to say, at least at this point, Khalil Mack is obviously having a much better season. And the Bears are relevant, for crying out loud. The Raiders are 1-7. Dude, they stink. They absolutely stink. They're embarrassing. So I don't blame you, Raider fan, for not coming out of the woodwork and talking to me about what's happening there. It's too devastating for you. I get it. All right, let's look on the other side. The Washington Redskins, 5-3. Like I said, it would have been nice for them to get a victory over the Falcons. However, the Falcons really needed that game. Eagles 4-4, and now I think they're in a pretty good position to get themselves back on top of this division. I think the Redskins are going to battle, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I think the Eagles are the best team in that division. Cowboys need a win on Monday night to get to 500. To make themselves relevant in that division too. Giants are 1-7. So actually I think the Raiders are the worst team, but the Giants are a really, really close second there. Cause they're pretty awful too. They've lost 5 straight. Raiders have lost 4 straight. So take your pick. Who's worse? By the numbers, the Giants. but they're like really bad and really bad. So does it really matter? Bears on top of the division right now. They've won a couple straight again now. A couple nice victories for the Bears. 5-3. Minnesota, 5-3-1. So virtually tied. Packers now under 500, 3-4. Lions, 3-5. Saints, this is a really good division, by the way. This might be the best division in football. Saints, 7-1. Carolina Panthers, 6-2. They had a nice victory. They've won three straight. Falcons, 4-4. They've won three straight. New Orleans Saints have won seven straight. Talk about a division that's really good, top to bottom. And then, speaking of the bottom, Tampa Bay bringing up the rear. And they're pretty much out of it now at 3-5. This division might get three teams in the playoffs. That division may get three teams in the playoffs. Saints are definitely making the playoffs. Panthers are definitely making the playoffs. And you know what? The Falcons, they may very well make the playoffs too. They really might. It'll depend on how many games left these guys have within their divisions. And right now the Falcons, 4-2 in the division, Carolina 4-2, and not surprising, the Saints are 5-1 in their division. Oh, I'm sorry, that's their conference. But in their division, the Falcons are 2-1, actually. Carolina 1-1, Saints are 1-1. So watch that. Watch that as they move on. And then the West is pretty much going to be handed to the Rams, who are 8-1. And then the Seahawks are 4-4. Would have been nice if they were able to beat the Chargers, but they weren't. Because they would have been 5-3 and in the mix. Big difference. Really big difference. So we're starting to see a trend. At least I am. Some of these things are continuing. The Chiefs, they continue. They started out really good. They're good. The Patriots, they stumbled, but they figured it out very quickly. The Steelers, I'm glad to see that they figured it out. I'm glad to see that they figured it out without Le'Veon Bell. I really am. The Texans, I knew they would figure it out. They just have too much talent, man. Deshaun Watson is really special. If there's somebody that might be pushing Patrick Mahomes, I mean, there's a couple people probably. Tom Brady's going to be right there, obviously. But Deshaun Watson's right there, too. And even Phillip Rivers in his own division there with the Chiefs. You have to be impressed with the way that he has played this season. And then, I mean, come on. Phillip Rivers? I'm sorry. Drew Brees? That dude is pretty special, too. He's obviously had a tremendous year with breaking some records. And the New Orleans Saints are a really good football team, too. So we're starting to see some of these teams that I thought were going to be Super Bowl contenders stepping up a little bit. I still like the Rams. However, I do think it's going to be interesting to see if either one of them or the Saints slip up a little bit, because the Saints obviously have the edge on them with getting that victory, which was nice. It was really nice for them to get that victory so that if home field becomes something that's really important, well, boom, they will maybe have the advantage over the Rams at least. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it, come back, wrap things up. It's Andy Dorf, the NFL Rewind, Week 9, just about in the books, and yes, it is. Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, too wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield. End zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
This is Sports Overnight America.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Moving to the keeper, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone.
Now, more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, people. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind. Week 9 in the books for basically the most part. You do have a Monday night game left, which is the Titans and the Cowboys. Sorry about that. I'm just thinking about the Texans so much because I love Deshaun Watson and what he brings to the table. Just such a versatile player, and I think that they play such a big factor, some role in the AFC playoffs. They just have to. Anyways, going to put a cap on this thing, man. I'm going to give you my parting shot, my final thought. But before I do that, obviously follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so what do we know? What have we learned so far? We continue to learn that Patrick Mahomes is making it look just too easy in the NFL. The guy is special. He's pretty good. I think it's real. I think it's legit. At this point, I think you have to believe what you're seeing. But the real question is can anybody beat the New England Patriots? Because ultimately, I don't care if you have to go through New England necessarily, literally meaning through their house. You have to go through New England some way, shape, or form until they no longer are there, or somebody beats them, because that's the team that has Tom Brady. That's the team that knows how to win Super Bowl after Super Bowl and get to Super Bowl after Super Bowl, at least from the AFC. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know that that means I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for my man Scott, who always makes it possible for me to make it happen for you and all my listeners, whether you're on Sirius XM, however you're listening to me, I know you have choices, and I appreciate that you check the Dorfman out right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Talk to you next week, everybody.